WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Plenty of support for former President Donald Trump at a Sunday campaign event in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He'll be in North Carolina today, where more than 1 million people have already voted, according to the State Board of Elections. ABC's Mary Alice Parks has more on what Vice President Kamala Harris is doing 15 days from Election Day.
She'll be barnstorming some of those key battleground states. She'll be with former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney. She'll be in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and on Thursday back in Georgia with her first appearance alongside former President Barack Obama.
U.S. officials are reportedly investigating an online leak of intelligence documents that could show Israel's plan for a retaliatory strike on Iran. The investigation continues into the ferry gangway collapse in Georgia Saturday that killed 7 people and left others critically hurt. Authorities believe it was a structural failure. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The Wisconsin legislature will have to decide what to do with a $4.6 billion surplus when their session begins January 6th. The surplus is related to higher-than-projected income taxes and lower-than-projected expenditures in some areas. The state's Budget Stabilization or Rainy Day Fund sits at $1.9 billion. Voters are being asked to amend the Wisconsin Constitution. Currently, the state constitution reads that every U.S. citizen age 18 or older can vote. If voters approved the ballot referendum, the word every would be changed to only. The ballot measure passed 2 prior sessions of the Wisconsin legislature. And Wisconsin's pheasant hunting season is officially underway. The DNR says hunters need to be aware of regulations, bag limits, and the requirement to wear blaze orange if there's an open gun season. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine a bit cooler, 74. Then on Wednesday, a whole lot cooler, mostly sunny, with a high of only 58. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Monday morning. Dave Grant showing you. It is a little after 6 o'clock on Monday morning. You know, it's dark out there. I don't know that I'm ever going to get used to it being dark till after 7 in the morning. But hey, you know what? We have a beautiful day ahead. Looking forward to that. Here's Billy Joel. We Didn't Start the Fire on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant, bright and early on Monday morning. Let's take a look at that weather forecast. Today is going to be sunny and beautiful with a high of 80. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 53. On Tuesday, we have a slight chance of showers with a high of 72. Wednesday, cooling down, sunny with a high of 58. Looking at towards the weekend, we're going to see highs near 60. Maybe some shower chances as we get into Saturday night and Sunday. Too soon to guarantee what's going to happen there. Currently, it is 59 degrees. Coming up this morning, we have some exciting news on Max FM. If you were listening late last week or happened to be listening last night even, we announced that we're going to have a new morning co-show host joining me right around 7 o'clock this morning. We're looking forward to that. Emily's going to be joining me as my morning show co-host, as I still am the interim morning show person. So that's currently the plan anyway. Things can change, obviously. So we'll see what happens. But we look forward to having Emily join us in her debut on Max FM this morning. So she's excited about it. I'm excited to have someone to talk back and forth with as well. So we're going to talk about a few things this morning. We're going to get to know Emily this morning. That's ultimately the goal of this morning. So we'll have that. We'll also have our pets of the week. And we will also be celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. If you know anyone that is celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those into us, 608-355-9970. Also, we'll have Hanging with Havel right around 8:30 this morning. We're going to talk about that pack. Oh my, what a game. I can't even say anything more than that. That just, what a finish to that game. I'm in shock right now. It was a very good game, and just the way it finished. So they'll talk about that. I'm sure Emily and I'll talk a little bit about that this morning as well. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Community First Bank, and we'll have Europe on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. There'll be a vast number of spooky events all around the Halloween season this upcoming weekend. The Baraboo Children's Museum will be hosting both their Trick or Trot event as well as the Trunk or Treat event. Details for both can be found at the Baraboo Children's Museum Facebook page or baraboochildrensmuseum.org. River Hills Church in Sauk Prairie will also be hosting a Sauk Prairie Trunk or Treat event. In addition to walking through and collecting candy, you can also play games, enjoy face painting, and savor some delicious snacks. They'll have hot chocolate, apple cider, coffee, or mix your own mocktails to satisfy your hunger with a selection of snacks from 2 to 3 food trucks as well. This event will be on Saturday, October 26th from 3 until 6 p.m. And also on that same Saturday from 3 until 8 p.m., Friends of Devil's Lake State Park will be hosting the annual Pumpkin Carving Contest plus crafts and the Halloween Hike. Pumpkin carving will be happening from 3 until 5:30. Halloween Torchlit Hike will be from 6 until 8 p.m. with crafts for kids in the Rock Elm Shelter from 5:30 until 7 p.m. There'll also be concessions in the Chateau. It is a free event, but you will need a state park sticker. They do also ask for a goodwill donation. Again, this is also on Saturday, October 26th from 3 until 8 p.m. Downtown Reedsburg will be hosting their Halloween Treat Walk. Fun for all ages. Have the kids dressed up in their Halloween costumes and walk through from 3 until 4 p.m. The Boys and Girls Club of West Central Wisconsin, Reedsburg, Sauk County will be leading the walk. Meet at the Boys and Girls Club at 2:30 to line up for the walk. These are just a few of the many events. Be sure to check out many of the local businesses as well as Area Chamber of Commerce websites for all the details on these and many more events.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class, fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you as you're waking up on your Monday morning with the Stray Cats. Rock this town on Max FM.
We'll be right back. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday morning. Let's talk about what happened in the box office over the weekend. I know it was a nice weekend around here, so many people were outside enjoying the weather like we were. But you know what? We had some movie debuts over the weekend. And, you know, number 10 was A Nightmare Before Christmas. They brought in $1.1 million on its second weekend for a total of $92 million. So that one kind of fell down after having a strong opening. Number 9 was Saturday Night. That brought in $1.8 million, $7.6 million so far in its 4 weeks out. Transformers 1 brought in $2 million. The total gross so far is $57 million, and that's been out for 5 weeks. Piece by Piece, that was number 7. They brought in $2.1 million in the 2 weeks it's been out at $7.6 million. Joker came out, and they had a pretty strong first couple of weeks. It's been out for 3 weeks, and its third week it brought in $2 million, and so far $56 million. We Live in Time was number five, $4.2 million. That's been out for 2 weeks. So far it's brought in $4.5 million. Beetlejuice, that's down to number four. Weekend brought in $5 million in the 7 weeks. It's been out $284 million. Terrifier 3, ironically, came in third at $9.3 million in its second week out at $36 million. Number two was Wild Robot, $10 million. And so far in the 4 weeks, it's been out $102 million. Smile 2 debuted this weekend in the number one spot. $23 million. Yeah, that's a scary looking movie. I know that there's a lot of other movies that'll be coming out as well. We're getting into that holiday season now. And also the Hallmark Channel debuted all of their Christmas movies starting on Friday. So that may have had an impact on the box office as well. So yeah, Hallmark Christmas movies started 2 weeks before Halloween. And they actually have new movies on Friday or Saturdays and Sundays. And so I think that's a big draw for people as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how all those do. Looks like they have some pretty good movies on there as well. Coming up, we will have an update on your weather on Max FM.
The Packers came from behind to beat the Houston Texans 24-22 on Sunday at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. New kicker Brandon McManus booted the game-winning 45-yard field goal as time expired to push the Packers to 5-2 on the season. The Lions took control of the NFC North, knocking off the Vikings 31-29 at U.S. Bank Stadium. Jake Bates hit the go-ahead field goal with 15 seconds left in regulation to give Detroit the win. Week 7 of the NFL season wrapping up on a Monday night doubleheader tonight, Tampa Bay hosting Baltimore in the early game. The Chargers visit Arizona in the late game. Football Badgers win their third straight, knocking off Northwestern 23-3 in Evanston on Saturday. The ninth-ranked Badger women's volleyball team beat Michigan 3-1 on the road last night. Kelly Sheffield tying Pete Waite for first place on the all-time win list with his 305th career victory. Marquette also sweeping Xavier in Big East action yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Back by popular demand, Wisconsin's largest and most spectacular Christmas show, Christmas in the Dells, kicks off the holiday season Friday, November 1st. It all starts with a four-course Christmas feast, complete with ham, turkey, and all the fix-its, and with new songs, cast, and costumes, plus a third show added on Saturdays. This truly will be a magical holiday season, highlighted by a live nativity, complete with real animals and flying angels. Christmas in the Dells is not to be missed. Want to save 20% off tickets? Use promo code SAVE20% at checkout, and you'll do exactly that. Save 20% off of any of the November Christmas in the Dells shows. Not sure of the date you want to attend? You can purchase a voucher now, save 20%, and choose your date later. It'll make a great Christmas gift for family, friends, employees, everyone. But you need to hurry. The promotion will end soon. Get your tickets today at ChristmasInTheDells.com. That's ChristmasInTheDells.com.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
I'm Kim, a U.S. Cellular customer. They asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back. Get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back. Exclusive offers just for us, just to say thanks. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Actor portrayal.
Whoa, slow down. Get up to $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. It's Us Days going on right now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and CellPlus.com.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine. A bit cooler, 74. Then on Wednesday, a whole lot cooler, mostly sunny, with a high of only 58. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
99.7.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Time for a little funky town with Lip Sync on Max FM.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday morning. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Today's sunny and beautiful with a high of 80 degrees. Tonight, cool and all, partly cloudy with a low of 53. On Tuesday, we do have a slight chance of showers with a high of 72. Wednesday, cooling down, sunny with a high of 50. Looking towards the weekend, we'll have highs near 60. Rain chances kind of get there maybe Saturday night into Sunday morning. A little too early to see what's going to happen there. So going to be a little bit warmer. It's going to be seasonable this weekend. So not as nice as it was this past weekend maybe. But you know what? It is October after all. Currently, it is 59 degrees outside this morning. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those in to us, 608-355-9970. Emily and I will be talking about those right around 7:50 this morning. And if you heard me say Emily and I, yes, that's correct. As I maybe mentioned a few minutes ago, we have a new morning show co-host. Emily will make her debut on Max FM. She will be co-hosting on the mornings with me going forward. So looking forward to that. Well, except on Wednesday, we have a lot of things going on Wednesday. It's the Highway 33 grand reopening ribbon cutting ceremony. That's going to happen at noon. We'll have that streaming on the Max FM Facebook page as well. So we have some things that we need to do for that Wednesday morning and some other running around that we have to do. So it's going to be kind of a crazy morning. So she'll be with me every day this week, but on Wednesday. And so she'll be back with us on Thursday. So we're looking forward to having her join us. And as a reminder, we also have a new voice to Max FM, not necessarily that new. Mace Michaels is on every night, 8 to midnight. So nights with Mace from 8 to midnight. We are so happy to have him on board with us as well. Our 50-minute music score continues with Deep Blue Something on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Presenting Again Fling's love story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from. We're falling apart. You'll say